today we'd like to see the title of What is Death to You? You Follow Me in John chapter 21, verses 1 to 25. To the souls on the online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 in verse 14. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Explained the resurrected Jesus' appearance chronologically in the scripture. And what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. What does it mean in the context and how can we apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 22. Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that you? You follow me. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? In the last time in John chapter 20, verse 31, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name, eternal life. On the Gospel of John, John wrote only 7 signs among many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which even the world itself could not contain. All on the Gospel of John is what we need for the purpose of the belief of Jesus the Christ, one who ordained or confirmed by God the Father here as the Son of God for everlasting life in Jesus' name. Everyone exhorted to read the Gospel of John to transform yourself into the image of Christ during life. God's word will not return void. First one, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Tiberias, the second Roman Empire's name, while Jesus was ministering. Also, Jesus was crucified under the reign of Tiberius, the 14 up to 37 AD, second Roman Emperor. The Sea of Tiberias is also named as the Sea of Galilee. So I attach it over there, the Sea of Galilee, the share, the last time is the ministers traveled to Israel there. So over there in the first screen, this side is the northwest side. Today's event occurred there. That area also the Jesus' miraculous feeding 5,000 men with two pieces of bread, 5 fish, that area. Number 2, Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathaniel of Cana and Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 others of his disciples were together. Jesus appeared to the 7 disciples called the first by Jesus, or apostles, who were Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel, also named as Bartholomew, James, John, and 2 other apostles, who John the author were not sure at that time. So cross reference right there. Verse 3, Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we are going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Peter went fishing with the others, but they caught nothing. It happened similar to Jesus, the first calling Peter as the fish of man, the cross reference right there. Verse 4, but when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him, no. They did not know that it was Jesus even in the morning. Because Jesus' face was so disfigured and bore all wounds during crucified death process, such as pierced, slain, not form or comelessness, not beauty, stricken, smitten, afflicted, wounded, bruised, or chastisement. Probably God has allowed him to keep the marks of his suffering and of his death, reminding us of God's great love for us, for the substitutory death for us. So all cross-reference right here, verse 6. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. It shows you what the difference between self-motivated service and directed service. There is no fish and the multitude of fish. Service that is directed by the Lord is fruitful. Look at many gallery choppers of the world. It isn't a planned program. It isn't an ambition fulfilled. It isn't a 10-year goal-setting kind of an operation. It isn't a set fundraising plan. It's just the Lord. It can't be attributed to genius of man or to the skills like the professional fathers, Peter, James, or John. It's just the work of the Lord. Verse 7, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it and plunged it into the sea. John said to Peter, it's the Lord. Peter put on the fish's coat, plunging into the sea and going to Jesus. It shows Peter's eagerness to get to Jesus. I love it. Verse 8, but the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits. Dragging the net with fish. The little boat was about 200 cubits from the land. One cubit is 18 inches or 45.72 centimeters, so 300 feet or about 90 meters. Verse 9, then as soon as they had come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. 11. Simon Peter went up, dragged the net to land full of larger fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not broken. 12. Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus took the breakfast with his seven disciples by giving bread and just caught fish to them. Now everyone knew it was Jesus. It's near Tabaga area in the northern shores of the Sea of Galilee. So the next the video is attached there. So we see that. Verse 14. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Question 1. The resurrected Jesus appeared chronological to Mary Magdalene, the second time Mary named women, then to two followers of Jesus or disciples traveling to Emmaus. Fourth time, the resurrected Sunday evening, the first day evening, to the original disciples or apostles who are the sent out person the first time, to the apostles, absent Thomas. The fifth time, 8 days later, to his original disciple, the second time to the apostles, present Thomas, not all in Jerusalem. Number six here, verses 1 to 14, to his original seven disciples in Galilee, the outside of Jerusalem, the third time to the apostles, including Shepherd Peter. So then seven, the 12 disciples, Matthias, instead of Judas Iscariot, after his ascension. Number eight, over 500 brethren. Then number nine, James, the author of the book of James, Jesus' half-brother. Number 10, all the apostles, including James and Barnabas. And 11th, Paul the apostle, Jesus appeared in Jerusalem. And outside of Jerusalem, after the resurrection. So all cross reference right there. So verse 15, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Do you love me more than this? Or is your love for me the supreme love over your life more than the six disciples, including you, the seven disciples, including you, bread, fish, or anything creatures. Agape, love, is unconditional love or divine love as the fruit of the Spirit, God's Spirit. Agape love gives his Son for eternal lives of all people, both the believers and unbelievers. Agape love suffers long and is kind, not envy, not parade itself, is not puffed up, not behave rudely, not seek its own, not provoked, thinks no evil, nor rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. So build all things in the scripture. Truth is the scripture, the word of God. So hope all things, endures all things according to scripture. Agape love is attributes are joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-controls that God gave the Ten Commandments to Israel through Moses, from the first commandment, which is no other God before me, up to the fourth commandment. God talked about supreme love for God, love with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. From the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment, God talked about the love of your neighbor as yourself. As Jesus summarized two greatest commandments to hang all the laws to the prophets. The one who loves Jesus has the greatest commandments and keeps them, bearing love by God, being loved by God the Father and by Jesus. And Jesus manifested himself to the one. So love one another as Jesus loved you. However, Simon answered Philo, love, friendly lover or brotherly lover. Jesus said, feed my lambs, not your lambs. Here, bosco is translated as feed, or give food, or lead to pastures to my lambs of my church. Jesus is all in all for his church, not your church. That is a law of a pastor or shepherd. All cross-reference right there. Verse 16, he said it to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said it to him, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. Jesus asked the agape love to Peter, but Peter will still answer the philao, poimanio. It translates as a fit in the King James Version, or tend in New King James Version, or take care of it, my lambs of my church. This is another role of a pastor or a shepherd. 17. He said it to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said it to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Jesus asked the philo love to Peter now. And Peter answered the philo love. Peter never did arise to the agape. At this point, Peter could not commit to the divine love because the Spirit was with Peter, not in or upon him yet until the day of Pentecost when all filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus came down to Peter's level, phileo, because Peter would not rise to the Lord's level. And it's sad when we bring the Lord down to our level, because the Lord always desires your cup to overflow to the highest level. So it's best to deny yourself, take up your personal calling, like Jesus' calling cross from the Father. Not the roses and pleasant experience, but the persecuted and suffering experiences for the Lord. And just follow him now in the fullest of the Spirit. Jesus told Ananias, for example, about Paul's many suffering for Jesus' name's sake. Then Jesus told Peter, the bosco, or feed my sheep. So verse 18, most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. Verse 19, then this he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. Peter was crucified upside down for his faith because he did not feel worthy of dying as the Lord did. It's best to follow Jesus, that is, submit yourself to the Lord, either to live or to die. Because a believer has already an eternal life upon the face of the gospel, under God's grace, regardless of physical death or physical life. To live is Christ who lives in me, while to die is gain, which I meet immediately, Jesus in heaven kingdom. So that is cross reference right here, 22:20. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrayed you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, but the Lord, what about this man? 22, question 3. Jesus said to him, if I will dead, he remain till I come. What is that to you? You follow me. Peter asked Jesus about the future of John. Jesus answered, don't worry about what the Lord is going to do with John next to you, even if I will make him alive until I come again. You should be concerned with what the Lord has called you to be and to do. What is that to you? You follow me. The Lord always deals with you on a personal basis. For example, each family member's belief on the Lord Jesus Christ to save, becoming the belief over all household, not once all householders' belief. So each belief basis of them. 23:24. Then this saying went out among the brethren, and this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of this thing and wrote this thing, and we know that his testimony is true. John spent several years as banished on the land of Patmos, and he returned to Ephesus, where he fed his sheep, died after he took care of Mary, the mother of Jesus, until her death, and buried there. So today, so you see Ephesus, the tomb there. 25, and there are also many other things that Jesus did. And if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. John wrote only seven signs amongst many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which even the world itself could not contain. All on the Gospel of John is what we need for the purpose of belief that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, for everlasting life in Jesus' name. Everyone is exhorted to read the Gospel of John. Transform yourself into the image of Christ during life on the earth. So we covered the all three questions. Let's see, European Union mission, continue to keep on prayer for them. We plan, you know, at the end of June in Europe, a lot of named Christians, but very weak over the Word of God, so put the food, you know, so we are delivering the way to easily touch his spiritual food. So Calvary and I'm here, missions, could we keep on praying for them? Delivery of the Word of God. And the Philippines, the Asians headquarters for Calvary Chapel, Philippine Ministries to Magaru Island. Also pray for the feeding people from starvation and sickness. Here is an example of South Sudan. He abandoned children of Ukraine, and God's increase, the Lord's increase. Pray for rescue from Ukraine and Afghanistan for his glory. Pray for feeding the Lord's lambs in Ukraine, in South Sudan. It's right here. So this is a question about the Calvary Chapel, and I'm here, so right, the Calvary Chapel, and I'm in the Lord's Church, Lordship. Here at the end of June, so international conference, if you want